Eugene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's ensemble of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey!
Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Wally. You're out and about early.
You know what they say, rust never sleeps.
I don't know anyone who says that.
Coming out to Hackler's junkyard, and you'll hear it all the time.
Uh-huh. So, you got something for me?
Yeah. Picked up a few things yesterday from Millsburg.
Mm-hmm.
A real old-fashioned hope chest from an estate sale. And matching rocking chair. The chest is filled with all kinds of things. I'd be grateful if you give it the once-over, what with you being the antique expert in town.
You went all the way down to Millsburg for a hope chest and a rocking chair?
I got a truckload of stuff, but I didn't think any of it was antique enough for you. Want to take a look?
Sure. Bring it around back to the loading dock.
Will do.
Thank you for breakfast, Katrina. It was excellent.
You're welcome, Buck.
I'm going to mow the lawn.
Buck, before you do, could we have a word?
Sure, Eugene. Is something wrong?
Oh, no. Dale Jacobs called again.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to interview you.
For the newspaper?
He's doing an article about how people fall for scams over the phone, online, in the mail. And he believes your experience will be invaluable.
To be honest, I don't really want to be known as the local expert on con artists. I'm trying to put that laugh behind me.
That's perfectly understandable. However, the world you know is one most of us don't. The people who inhabit it look and sound like the rest of us, but they're not.
What are you saying, Eugene?
The sheer audacity it takes for a con artist to deceive the unsuspecting again and again is breathtaking. To lie to people without so much as blinking. Well, it's a degree of nerve I find hard to fathom. We would all benefit from your knowledge, Buck.
Oh, are we expecting someone?
From the low rumble, along with the misfiring cylinders I hear, I believe it's the UPX delivery truck. I'll get it.
There's no pressure from us, Buck. You could tell Dale no.
If my time living in the world of the con will help people, I should do the interview.
Oh, Buck, these packages are for you.
For me? I guess I should go take a look then.
You weren't expecting anything?
No. I don't know who'd send me anything so big.
Well, according to the documentation, Mrs. Felicia Larson in Millsburg.
That's the woman who knew Buck's mother.
Why would she send me anything?
Shall we open them to find out?
Hi, what can I do for you?
Howdy. I'm looking for Mrs. Larson.
Oh, sorry. She passed away a few days ago.
Really? Oh, that's sad news. Are you her son? A relative?
Neither. I've been asked to take care of the family's business. Who are you?
Oh, just a guy passing through. My parents were friends with Mrs. Larson when I was growing up. I stop by when I'm in town. Too bad about her being dead.
What are you looking at?
No offense, but it looks like someone took a chainsaw to the place.
Chainsaw, crowbars, hammers. Some vandals ripped up the floorboards and tore open the walls last night.
It's a pretty sick world we live in when a woman dies and they wreck her house.
Sure is. And to make it worse, they did the same thing to another house she rented out just a stone's throw from here.
What were they after? Buried treasure?
Well, if they were, they got bad timing. The auction house already removed everything before the vandals hit.
What auction house?
The Smith Brothers. Hey, why are you so interested?
Because my parents have given some things to Mrs. Larson. You know, those cute little knick-knacks, spoons from Niagara Falls. They've always had sentimental value for me.
Well, I don't know what sold and what didn't at the auction yesterday, but I assume the auction house keeps lists of what went where and to who.
Hmm. The Smith Brothers, you said?
Uh-huh. They're on the other side of Harlanville, next town over.
Oh. Thanks for the info.
Good luck.
Did you get all that? It was Tom Luker, Two Bits himself. Keep an eye on him, but don't close in. Let's see if they take the bait.
Thank you.
You okay back there, Mr. Skint?
I'm as comfy as a bug in a rug, Two Bits. You know, the seats in these new trucks are a lot easier on the back than they used to be. Where did you steal it?
Restaurant parking lot, near Kettering.
I'm sure the owners are missing it. Well, spell it out, lad. What happened?
Some guy answered the door. Said he was taking care of the family business.
Did he say what happened to all of Felicia's belongings?
An auction house took everything. Sold it yesterday.
Bids and barkers! We missed it by a few hours? My timing isn't what it used to be.
How are you supposed to know she was gonna die? You said she sounded chipper when you talked last week. Even friendly.
She did, which was unusual for her, especially when it came to me. I don't think she liked me much.
I find that hard to believe. You're the most likable man I know.
Practice, lad. Practice.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think that man at the house was hiding something. Maybe I should go back and persuade the truth out of him.
Hooks and haymakers, lad. If you resort to violence everywhere you go, the police will be on us like stink on a dog. Let's see what the auction house can tell us.
Now I'm more confused. Why would Mrs. Larson send me a mirror? And that painting.
It's a nice mirror.
So the painting means nothing to you?
I've never seen it before.
Do you think Mrs. Larson painted it?
Perhaps. I can't make out the signature. I'm certain I still have her phone number. I'll simply call her and ask.
Are there any labels or identifying marks on the back?
Oh, an envelope. It is addressed to you, Buck.
Oh, let's see. Dear Buck. These items are an attempt to honor the last wishes of a dear friend. Keep both of them safe. Use the brains you got from your mother, and I'm sure you'll figure it out. Felicia Larson.
The last wishes of a dear friend?
My mother?
She gave no indication when we met that your mother was a dear friend. An acquaintance at best. Your mother merely rented a house from her. Nothing else.
But she wrote about using the brains your mother gave you. That sounds like familiarity.
It is possible that Mrs. Larson was not telling us everything she knew about you, Buck.
This is all of it?
The auction guy said that list itemized everything, right down to individual cufflinks and hair curlers.
Well, breaks and billiards. I don't see anything on this list that helps me at all. This inventory has everything in both houses?
He said the house she rented didn't have much in it. Huh. Most of the furniture went to a charity store. And the other things are at the bottom of the list. There.
A hope chest and a rocking chair?
Mm-hmm.
She might have hid the papers in the hope chest. Where did it go? What do you know?
Looks like we're going to Odyssey.
Odyssey? You said you can never go back there. They'll recognize you.
Maybe so, but they won't recognize you.
What do you think, Buck? You've been staring at that painting for a very long time.
It looks kinda homemade, if you know what I mean.
I assume it's an amateur work.
That too. Do you think my mother painted it?
According to Mrs. Larson, your mother's name was Stacia Bartley, and the signature doesn't look anything like that name.
I don't get it. Eugene searched every record he could access and never found any more information about Stacia Bartley, or me.
In this day and age, it's hard to imagine a person could exist but isn't in the records somewhere.
Unless that person is determined not to be. The people I grew up with did a pretty good job of keeping off the grid. Fake names, fake records.
I see what may be a D or a B in the name. Maybe that letter is a capital T?
I wonder who the woman in the painting is.
It's curious that she has her back to us.
Don't portraits usually have the model facing us?
Unless it isn't a portrait. It could be a scene. The woman is sitting in the rocking chair with a book in her lap, And that quilt looks hand-knitted.
But she's not looking down at the book. It's like she's looking at the mirror on the opposite wall.
There's no reflection of her face, just something, a smudge. I can't make it out.
Look, isn't the mirror in the painting the same as the one that you just hung up?
Oh.
The gold frame is the same style. It even has that thing that looks like the Boy Scout symbol.
That's a fleur-de-lis. It's French for lily or something like that.
What about the book in her lap? Is that a drawing of a bear on the front?
I think so. A children's book? This must be a nursery. The book, the quilt, and the hope chest under the mirror. My parents put one in my room. We kept toys in it.
In the window off to the left. Are those fireworks outside?
Looks like it.
What's it all mean? I don't understand why Mrs. Larson sent this painting and mirror to me.
Oh, that's very unfortunate. Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Eugene, what did you find out?
The number I had from Mrs. Larson has been disconnected, so I investigated further. Mrs. Felicia Larson passed away a few days ago.
Oh, no.
So the last thing she did before she died was send a mirror and painting to me?
To fulfill someone else's last wish, according to the note.
So what can we do? The note also said I had to figure something out.
Is it possible the painting is valuable, painted by some obscure artist and worth a fortune?
How can we find out?
Jacques Henri at the art gallery.
Indeed. Buck, this painting could be your inheritance.
That's interesting.
So, Miss Wise, Mrs. Bassett, that is Penny. Where did you say Monsieur Henri is gone?
He's in Boston. He said he wants to remind himself why he hates artists of the 1980s. Isn't that so French?
So what do you think of this painting? You were making noises of an observational sort.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed. Mm-hmm. Mr. Henri does that all the time, and I thought I'd try it myself.
Oh. So does this painting have any value?
Well, let's consider that. It's a watercolor on a canvas that's unlike any canvas I recognize. It feels smooth, almost like plastic, and the painting itself doesn't show a whole lot of artistic quality. It's the kind of painting you'd hang up because you love the person who painted it.
So what are you saying?
It's worthless.
But I think it's still important. Penny, what do you make of the woman sitting with her back to us?
It's rude, for one thing. But it's interesting, too, because there's no reflection in the mirror. It's as if the artist really doesn't want us to see her face. Or the model doesn't. Maybe she's embarrassed to be in such a bad painting.
Or perhaps she's hiding her identity from us.
Or that. But I'm going to stick with my theory.
What do you make of the rocking chair and the hope chest?
Nothing special about those except the initials BB carved into them both.
Oh, I had noticed.
They're on the headboard of the rocking chair and in the wood beneath the lock on the hope chest.
Mm. Oh, BB.
Maybe the artist added that. I'm sure everything in this painting is intentional. It's filled with messages.
What about the name? Can you figure out what it is?
I can read almost any signature or handwriting you put in front of me. I can even read a doctor's prescription at 20 paces.
Wow.
The signature says, Dolly Tender.
Dolly Tender? That sounds entirely fabricated.
Wait, I know Dolly Tender.
You do?
And I'm pretty sure I know what BB stands for.
Howdy.
Welcome to Hagler's. I can make you a deal on anything you see. And on things you don't.
Huh. I like this baseball bat.
You a player?
Nah. I just like swinging the bats. You, picked up a few items at an auction in Millsburg.
How did you know that?
The auction company told me.
I thought the buyers at those things are supposed to be confidential.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Depends on who's asking.
Since you were asking, you got answers. I get it. You're a tough guy.
Nah. Just a guy with a bat.
Hey!
Where's the hope chest?
Are you nuts? Cut it out! That was a genuine 1947 American Standard commode. Stop it! You're killing my profit margin!
Then tell me where you took the hope chest!
It's at an antique dealer for appraisal. Jason Whitaker's antique shop.
Thanks. Think I'll keep this bag. Feels good in my hands.
Oh, brother. Jason, yeah, I'm sorry for the trouble, but someone's on his way to see you. And he's carrying a bat.
Dolly Tender is a name I heard Mr. Skint say every now and then.
Did he say who she was?
I got the impression it was an old girlfriend. You know, his first love.
Hmm.
What about the initials BB?
Bucky Bear. Felicia Larson said my mom called me Bucky Bear.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I'm sure I'd appreciate all of this even more if I knew what you're talking about.
It's all about Buck's past.
Exactly. If BB is a reference to your nickname, well, this entire painting may be about Buck.
That would explain why Mrs. Larson sent it to him.
Why would my mother have some woman named Dolly Tender paint a picture as a message to me? Wouldn't it have been easier to just write me a letter?
Perhaps. Unless there's a reason she didn't want to convey the information so plainly.
She's hiding what she wants you to know, in the same way she's hidden the face in this painting.
I haven't been able to learn anything about Buck's mother, but I may be able to locate Dolly Tender.
If Dolly Tender has done other commissioned paintings, I might be able to find her too.
How exciting, Buck! This may be the link we've needed to find out about your family.
Come to think of it, I could take the frame off. Sometimes an artist will insert a certificate of authenticity or other details behind the painting itself.
Do whatever you have to do if it'll solve this mystery.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Triple J Antiques.
Howdy.
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for an antique trunk kind of thing. I think my wife calls it a hope chest. Something for her birthday.
Well, I don't have one for sale.
That's one. Right behind the counter, isn't it?
It isn't mine to sell. I'm appraising it for a customer.
Well, maybe I can persuade you to sell it anyway.
I can't.
Me and Slugger here say you can.
You and Slugger are wrong.
We'll see about that. Did you call the cops for some reason?
I didn't, but I'm sure Wally Hagler did. Something about a guy with a baseball bat who likes to bust things up.
Well, I'll take my business elsewhere.
Yeah, you do that. Come on out, Agent Whitaker.
Thanks, Uncle Jason.
I assume that was your man?
Two bits, Luker. He's following the Hope Chest, and if he's following it, then Skint isn't far behind.
Well, I've gone through it, and I can't find anything that Mr. Skint could possibly want. What makes you so sure about it?
For the past year or so, Skint has paid regular visits to Felicia Larson because she had something he wanted, something Buck's mother left for Buck. Two Bits tore up her house, two houses trying to find whatever it is. The fact that he showed up at Hagler's and then here is encouraging.
Here comes Detective Pullhouse.
I'll stay in the back. I don't want him in on this. The less people who know, the less chance word will get back to Skint that we're onto him.
Well, you may need him at some point. Don't let the job kill your trust.
Understood.
Hi, Jason.
Detective.
Did Babe Ruth damage anything?
Yeah, he heard the sirens before he had a chance. Thanks for coming. I assume Wally called you?
Uh-huh.
Jason, is everything all right?
Yeah, Wally. Is that a cricket bat?
I came prepared. Detective Pullhouse?
Wally, I'm glad you're both here, so I can ask you up front. Do you know who the guy was?
I've never seen him before.
Neither have I.
Are you sure? No offense, but the two of you have track records for dealing with people of this sort. And the fact that he went to you first, Wally, and wound up here second, Jason, can't be a coincidence. What did he want?
He was after the Hope Chest. I bought it down in Millsburg.
That Hope Chest?
You know, Detective, you ought to be a detective.
No future in it. Any chance of finding fingerprints?
Yeah, he was wearing black leather gloves, now that you mention it.
Same at my place.
That's too bad. Jason, you might want to lock that Hope Chest away somewhere, in case he comes back.
Okay, the bag is off, and just as I thought, there's an envelope with some kind of paperwork.
Oh.
Ooh, looks like the same handwriting as Dolly Tender's signature.
What's it say?
The title of this work is Little Miss Pris Can't See What's Right in Front of Her.
So what does the title mean?
Little Miss Pris is an old Southern expression for a girl who likes to look at herself in the mirror a lot. One who thinks highly of herself.
Wow, how do you know that?
I'm married to Eugene.
Now, the mirror is right in front of the woman. She can't see her reflection in it.
Buck, if this painting is a message for you, is it possible the mirror at home has something in it you're supposed to see?
The mirror at home?
It's the same as the mirror in the painting.
Wow, this mystery is either fascinating or creepy. I'm not sure which.
Well, in either case, I suggest we depart post-haste for home and that mirror.
The mirror looks the same as it did before. It's just a mirror. What do you reckon the note is talking about?
Perhaps we should do what Penny did with the painting. Let's take the mirror out of the frame. Katrina, will you get the toolbox, please?
Sure.
Buck, let's lie it down flat and look at the back.
All right. Is it normal for a mirror to be attached to a black backboard?
Oh, indeed. The black backboard allows the silver atoms inside the mirror to actually reflect.
So the black backboard is the back of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere to hide anything.
Unless there is something hidden in between the mirror and the backboard. However, the item would have to be a dark color or the mirror's use would be affected.
But it is affected.
Hmm?
Here, in the upper left-hand corner.
Hmm.
It looks stained or smudged.
Here's the toolbox. What do you need, a screwdriver?
A hammer. I think we should break the mirror.
That's risky. First, let's attempt to pry the mirror from the backing. If it breaks while we're doing that, then so be it. Katrina, the X-Acto knife, if you please.
Yes, Doctor. If you think something is in between the two, then it can only be the thickness of a piece of paper.
It's been glued around the edges, but the center appears to have no adhesive.
So something could be tucked in there.
There. It looks like a gray piece of paper.
The side facing out is gray, but the side facing the backboard is, well, a certificate of some sort. Buck, it's your birth certificate.
Buck has been searching for information about himself and his family for a long time, and it sounds like he might finally learn the truth about his past. But there's something Buck doesn't understand yet. While we all yearn to know about our earthly families, there's an even greater family we belong to as Christians. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Jesus wants us all to be a part of his family. Don't miss our next adventure as Buck, Eugene, and Katrina continue the search. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Long End, Part 1, was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Townsend Coleman, Kimmy Robertson, Robbie Bruce, Zach Callison, Phil Proctor, Chad Reiser, David Selby, Jim Ward, and Audrey Wasilewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.